This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
I was at a celebration of life recently and was struck by something the pastor shared. I wish I knew his name so I could give him credit. He shared scriptures from Romans 8. We know all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. It's all good, he said a number of times. A lot of times, good things don't always feel good. But his point was that whatever happens, God can work it out for good. And it's one of those verses, I don't know if this has happened to you, but you can hear it so many times, you become numb to it. And you can forget that God is good, and somehow, some way, he can make bad things. Somehow he can use them for good. He runs out a different timetable. And so it's all good. And when you're going through something, it can either get the best of you or grow the best in you. That was something else he shared. And that's what I want, no matter how hard it is. I want to believe God is good. He's working things out for good, even when it hurts. I'm guessing you want the same thing. So let's pray together. God, you are good. You do what is good, whether or not we understand it. Help us want to trust you. Help us to be people who choose to praise you rather than choosing to complain. Who are we to understand all the things you're doing and to get frustrated when they don't look the way we think they should? Our minds are finite. We can only process so much, but you're infinite and you're doing more than we could ever ask or imagine. Ingrain it into our brains, Lord, so we don't forget and we don't doubt that you are always working for our good and to reveal your goodness to others. When we look to and live for you, it opens others up to the truth of who you are. I pray for my friends who are grieving the sudden passing of their son. And I pray for my friend right now who's praying along with me, because you can comfort them in their time of grief and their time of despair, because you're good. Help us to give you our best so you grow the best in us. And it's because of your great love, we thank you, we praise you, and we have hope in the life-giving name of Jesus that it's all good. Amen. By the way, this is Pastor Appreciation and Clergy Month this October. I want to encourage you to thank the staff at your church. Send them a card, pick up a gift card. These are people that are tasked with helping us in our time of need. And they're so gracious to guide, comfort, listen, and love us well. So let's do what we can in return.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.